Hi there. The word for you today is what you need in the wilderness. In Job 22 verse 21 we read, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. When you find yourself in the wilderness, what's the one thing you need more than anything else? Answer, God. That's why the Lord told Moses to build the tabernacle, and he used it as a teaching tool to show his people two important things. Number one, that he wants to meet with us regularly. The word tabernacle simply means tent of meeting. God wants us to meet with him and spend time with him. He wants you to get to know him, because when you do, you'll worry a lot less and trust him more. Job, who had more troubles than any of us will ever see, wrote, acquaint now thyself with God, and you'll be at peace. It's important to listen to God's word being taught, and to meet with other believers, and to be encouraged by their testimonies. But at some point, you've got to stop trading in second-hand information and get up close and personal with God. Have your own relationship. James 4 and 8 puts it on the line, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. God simply waits for you to make that first step toward him, and he'll respond to you. Second thing the tabernacle taught the people of God was that God wanted to be at the center of their lives. When Israel set up camp each night, the 12 tribes pitched their tents in a formation surrounding the tabernacle, which meant God's presence was right in the midst of them. Every man, woman, boy, and girl could stand at the door of their tent and see God in their midst. Hey, could the message be clearer? When your deepest affections and greatest ambitions are centered around Christ, your life's going to take an upward swing. One of the great promises of Scripture is Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Your part is to delight in him. His promise is to give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because when he is the object of your affection, then your desires line up with his will, and he can fulfill them. The formula for surviving and thriving in a wilderness is simply this. Center your life around Christ and soak yourself in his word. Okay? That's the word for you today.